做 A Red Letter Day， 字面上说红色的信啊，写信签 letter， A Red Letter Day， 这是一个什么意思？
Well， A Red Letter Day is simply a day of great importance。
难道你们英文当中也用红色这个词语来形容它的重要性吗？
You know what? We don't. And this is a 特殊，这就是一个特殊。
这是故意的，特殊的。
That's right. Like, for example, we have more 成语 with red in it. Like, if you see red, it means you're angry. But a red letter day just simply means it's a day of great importance. Something great is happening on this red letter day.
哇，这不禁让我浮想联翩。难道在英文的典故当中，也是有一个爱情故事吗？为什么会有 red letter day 呢？曾经写过什么不一样的啊？
That's right.
鸿雁传书。但是大家记得，red letter day 在口语当中表达的意思就是什么什么非常重要的节日 ，a day of great importance。Like the Lantern Festival, like the Spring Festival, like the Thanksgiving,
like Christmas, yeah,
这样节日 like your birthday,
like my birthday, like your wedding day,
对，也就是有、
yeah.
也就只有这些节日了、
yeah.
like your salary day.
Ooh, now that's a super red letter day.
你看我总是能说到你的心里去。
I wish every day was that red letter day.
那你应该多吃元宵。
Right.
A red letter day 第一个俚语叫做这个说意思是 a day of great importance.
Yes.
好。第二个呢，就是我们元宵节的经典说法。大家记得啊，在写的时候呢 ，the TLF 开头的字母一定要大写，因为这是专有名词 ，the Lantern Festival。
That's right. So the Lantern Festival. Here you go. That's how we say it in English. 元宵节。That's right.
就说如果我们这样说的话，所有的外国人都能明白。
That's right, because, well, 愚人宵节其实呢它的背景有点难以让我
理解哈。其实元宵是一个 food， 所以你要是要讲 food， 它、
yeah.
还要说三百多句呢，所以就此处就略去三百字。
对，所以这个翻译是有点照顾我们外国人。
灯节很美的。
灯
节我觉得只要是有代表性就可以。
Yeah, 灯节 and 汤圆节。
汤圆节，吓我一跳，我以为你要说我名字呢。
yeah.
来，下一个短语叫 go by。
Go by, okay. If you go by something, it pretty much means according to something you do something. So, I can say, I am going by what the rules are.And I will play basketball. Let's go by the rules、and play basketball.、Yeah.
知道了，就是说 ，according to 按照什么什么规则来办。
That's right. 按照什么什么来办。That's right. 按照
就按照就可以了。
按照
go by 什么 rules， 我们做事情都要根据一定的规则来。
That's right.
对吧？
That's、
所以呢、
right.
，go by 啊，就是 according to 的意思。我觉得这个也挺简单的，不难。
That's right. 不难。
下面一个就跟我们自己有关了，叫。Fill me in， 把我用什么填满
？That's right， fill me in，
fill me in。
Now，
是不是跟information 有关系
？Yeah， yeah。How did you know？ Well， if you ask somebody to fill you in， I say， Hey， 晶晶， fill me in。I want to be informed。晶晶 was right。It is about information。We need information。And we're asking for it. We're saying, hey, there's something I don't know. I'm missing something. Please, fill me in. Enlighten me. Tell me, what do I not know? Fill me in.
比如我小高问我说，晶晶啊，在元宵节的时候，咱们全国各地的庆祝元宵节的习俗是不是一样的呀？ Fill me in.
That's right. Fill me in.
就等于说，哎，快告诉我吧，我想知道。
Right.
Inform me about something. Or you can say paraphrase it like, tell me something.
Tell me. Yeah, tell me. That's it. Yeah, tell me. It just means tell me.
对。
嗯。
Fill me in. 非常口语。非常口语。
嗯嗯嗯。
下一个单词。
Chaperone.
好难哦。
This one is hard. I'm going to spell it in the chat.
而且我们必须要听你多念几遍。我们大家跟着他一起念一念好不好
?Okay.
这个叫。
Here it goes. Chaperone.
Chaperone.
Yes, yes.
再来一遍。
Chaperone.
Chaperone.
Yeah.Or I've also heard chaperone.
It's the same. 有区别吗?
Chaperone.
有区别吗?
好像没有。
Chaperone. Chaperone.
I'm going to be nice and spell it for everyone. This is probably a French word. It's a.
难怪有点拗口。
It's a very tough word. Here it is.
来吧，我来拼，你来写。
Okay.
Say H A P E R O N E Chaperone， 这是一个特别的人，一种特别的人。什么样的人呢？你去看花灯的时候得有人陪着你看。
That's right，
那个人就叫做 chaperone。
That's a chaperone， that's a chaperone. So my definition here says it's someone who accompanies and supervises one or more young unmarried men or womenOn a social occasion.
听刚才这段释义，其实已经讲得很清楚了。
That's right.
如果大家看英英词典的话，它字典上也是这样来解释的。
That's right.
To accompany 陪伴 or supervise 监视哈，当然不是指监视的意思。
That's right.
One or young unmarried man or women on a social occasion， 未成年人的监护人、陪伴人、保护人就是 chaperone.
That's right. That's right. So sometimes, today, if we say, hey.I'll be your chaperone. It just means maybe you drive you and your friends around town, your young friends around. You can be their chaperone.
顺便帮你参考参考相亲的时候，看对方合适不合适。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
偷偷躲在墙角屏风后面看。
Chaperone.
Chaperone 这个词的发音非常饱满。
Isn't it?
给人感觉就是把你罩着了。照着你，你不用怕。
That's right.
Chaperone， 怎么样？没有问题哈、啊，发音没问题。大家跟着小高多念几遍。哟，这会儿我们的聊天室有飞子林、小偷先生、Cindy、Pop Pig Zero、Harry， 还有我们的 Regina、LV。哎呦，不得了，人气很旺啊！今天咱们的元宵都不够分了。
Really? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! There's a lot of people here today.
答对的就有，答对就有。下一个叫 Matchmaker。
A matchmaker. Now.I bet you a lot of our listeners can guess what this mean, what this word means just by looking at the word.
就是谁能不知道这个词的意思啊 ？Matchmaker 翻译成中文，我觉得跟这个挺匹配的。
Okay, tell me.
媒婆。
Really, 媒婆。
Matchmaker 媒婆。
Ah, you guys, a matchmaker is somebody who arranges marriages or a romantic relationship.For others. So, we've all come in contact with a matchmaker in one form or another. If you have a friend, and your friend wants to introduce you to a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they say, hey, I think you guys would be great. Why don't you guys meet up and have a dinner together?That's a matchmaker.
其实我刚才开个玩笑啊，这个 matchmaker 呢应该是媒人，对吧？
媒人。
你故意说媒婆，你还嗯嗯。
哦。
媒婆指的是以前啊，以前封建社会当中。
Really?
那个女的。
没有，现在没有了吧？
现在都叫媒人，你给人家做媒叫媒人。
哦，是吗？
男的女的都可以做媒人。
哦。
撮合这个意中人在一起 ，someone who arranges marriage， 只要是 arrange marriage or romantic relationship for some others， 都可以叫媒人。
哦。
没准哪天你都跟别人当媒人。
Really？
嗯。
哦 ，OK。So that's a matchmaker.
下面一个跟这个 matchmaker 也有这个相关联的，叫 hook somebody up.
That's
hook
right.
up.
Oh yeah, that's right.
绝对的美语，绝对的美语。
Oh yeah.
Hook somebody up.
Absolutely, this is 口语。
是，我很想搞笑的翻译一下，叫勾搭。但是实际上不是这个意思，实际上比这个没有那么好玩了。
Yeah.
Hook 不就是勾的意思吗？Hook somebody up.
Hook. If you hook somebody up, here what we mean is the hook is attaching something to something else. So
就是勾。
That's right. Good.Yeah, go. That's
go.
Right. That's right. Hung go. Hung your go to 那个 go.
Go.
Yeah, that's right.
You go.
You guys are so awesome. Yeah.
Hook up 就上钩了呗。
Well, no. If you hook somebody up, it's what a matchmaker does. A matchmaker's job, is to hook two people up romantically.
To tie the knot.
Yeah. Yeah.
把两端都这个拴在一起，系在一起。
That's right. Now, you just heard Jing Jing say hook up. She took out the word someone or people, right? So if you can, you know, guys hook up with girls, like, when they get married, we can say, oh, Steve and Mary, they got married. They hooked up.
They hooked up.
Yeah.
或者是说 they hooked up, 或者是 hook somebody up.
A matchmaker hooks them up.
我翻译成中文就叫做好上了。
Yeah, 好上。
好上了。
哦、oh, ，好上了。
好上了。
他们好上了。
对他们
了，
他俩好上了。
哦，真美
啊，
真美。
刚才是开玩笑的啊，好上了应该这么来讲，这个听上去比较美。 hook somebody up. 你就可以这么说、
yeah.
啊，年轻人用的比较多，口语嘛，酷嘛。
Absolutely, this is super 街头口语。
super 街头口语
yeah, yeah.
，super， 你是说街头的是吗
？Yeah, yeah.
暗号啊，还是接头啊？
这是美语。
这个当然也有接头的意思， yeah. 是俩人接上头了。
That's right, that's right.
Nowadays 这个简单，顺口一提就行。
Yeah.
现今、当今、
yeah.
如今。
That's right.
In these times, presently.
Let's see. In the 70s, everyone used to ride their bike to work. Nowadays, people drive or take the bus.
对，
yeah.
以前是怎么样，现今怎么样，如今怎么样。
That's right.
最后我们来学学解谜应该怎么说。我们知道猜谜是 riddle， 那么解谜呢？你能解出来这个谜怎么说？
Well, we say to crack a riddle.
Crack 这个词不就是 firecracker 的 crack 吗？
Well, when we're talking about a riddle or a code or like a legal case, we can say crack.
Crack 就是解开，试图解开 ，to solve, to figure out.
That's right.
To crack a riddle, to crack a cold, to crack a legal case. 解决问题的时候，解决难题的时候，我们用 crack.
That's right. So basically, we're just solving or figuring out a really difficult problem or question.
对
，Yeah,、mm. that's cracking.
好。Hey.我们这个第一段的俚语呢，就是这些，逐一的讲解非常的详细。聊天室的朋友，大家跟上啊！跟上的同时，还别忘了这个顺口说说呀、元宵啊啥的啊。接下来呢，给大家准备了三道听力问题，一会儿我们要演绎这个街头对话了，街头对话。所以呢，这个听力问题您可得一定得听好了。Question number one.
Question number one. What red letter day is coming up?
太简单，没有难度啊，难度为负三十。What red letter day is coming up? 到来的这个重要的日子叫什么
？In oops, number two, we're on number two. In early times, what did matchmakers try to do?
在早年间啊 ，what matchmakers try to do? Matchmaker， 别说早年，现在都是这样的。用一个刚才我们学到的短语来回答就好了啊。
Number three.Nowadays, what do people do during the Lantern Festival?
现在的习俗 What do people do during the Lantern Festival? 大家现在要做什么事情？说两个就可以了，差不多啊。好，那么第一段对话呢，比我们以往的要长一点，但是我们还是用慢速先来一遍，好吧
？Alrighty, 街头英语，
街头英语。
Here we go. Hey, Jing Jing.I've really had a great time in Beijing during the Spring Festival. I'm so sad that it's coming to an end.
Don't get too sad. We still have a red letter day coming up.
Oh yeah? What day is that?
The Lantern Festival. It's on the 15th day of the first month.
But it's already the middle of February. Didn't we miss it?
No.Chinese people go by the lunar calendar to celebrate this holiday.
Okay, so fill me in. What do Chinese people do on this special day?
Well, in Chinese, we call it Yuan Xiao Jie. The first month of the Chinese calendar is called Yuan Month. And in ancient times, people call night Xiao.
Oh, I see.So, why is it called the Lantern Festival in English, then?
In early times, young people were...
Chaperoned?
正确 chaperoned in the streets in hopes of finding love. Matchmakers tried to hook people up. The brightest lanterns were signs of good luck and hope.
Oh, well, what about nowadays?
Nowadays, people enjoy guessing lantern riddles and eating tang yuan or yuan xiao.
I think I better practice my Chinese so that I can crack the riddles.
That's right. Good luck and have very happy yuan xiao jie.
Woohoo.
但是大家快睡着了。
Oh,
所以接下来我们要提速。
OK, here we go.
正常的街头英语。
Here it comes. This is the 正常的街头英语。
就是在这个元宵节当天啊，发生了实时的对话，既可以在你的食宿舍里，也可以在街头，啊，也可以在餐馆。
Here it goes.
哪儿都可以。Chaperoned, chaperoned, chaperoned. OK, go.
Hey, Jing Jing. I've had a really great time in Beijing during the Spring Festival. I'm so sad that it's coming to an end.
Oh, don't be too sad. We still have a red letter day coming up.
Oh, yeah? What day is that?
Oh, the Lantern Festival. It's on the 15th day of the first month.
Oh, but it's already the middle of February. Didn't we miss it?
No, Chinese people go by the lunar calendar to celebrate this holiday.
Okay, so fill me in. What do Chinese people do on this special day?
Well, in Chinese, we call it 元宵节. The first month of the Chinese calendar is called Yuan month. And in ancient times, people called night 宵.
I see. So why is it called the Lantern Festival in English then?
In early times, young people were chaperoned in the streets in hope of finding love. Matchmakers tried to hook people up. The brightest lanterns were signs of good luck and hope.
Oh, well, what about nowadays?
Nowadays, people enjoy guessing lantern riddles and eating tang yuan or yuan xiao.
Oh, well, I think I better practice my Chinese so that I can crack the riddles.
That's right. Good luck and have a happy yuan xiao jie.
All right. Hey, we were, like, nice to each other. You didn't make fun of me in this dialogue.
Oh, 那谁知道下一个会不会呢
？Yeah, we'll see. We'll see the next one.
这个还比较友好哈。
Yeah,
这个还比较友好。对，然后而且在这一段当中，我们解答了大家为什么要去看灯。
That's right. Yeah, we know. We know.
然后这些 brightest lanterns， 如此明亮漂亮的这些元宵的花灯，它们是什么的象征呢 ？Signs of good luck and hope.
Oh,
好运。
That's so romantic.
希望。
Oh,
哎呀
，too romantic，
真是的。所以叫蓦然回首，那还是却在灯火阑珊处，美不美？
太美了，
差点要拍案而起啊！
Yeah,
太美了
，super 美。
那么问题是这样的哈、啊，刚才跟大家说了，看答案。
Okay, I'm looking at this. It looks like nobody had a trouble with the number one.
第一题说这个 What red letter day is coming up? 这道题没有悬念啊，没有悬念，就是 The Lantern Festival.
就是 The Lantern Festival.
啊，我们的7242非常快啊。哎呦，其实还有更快的 Jesse、丹丹都有。
Yeah, 短短
朵朵啊 ，LV 小偷先生 Emma， 哇，往上数全是。
哇，
俊男美女，朵朵说 Hook 俊男美女 up。
That's right.
有道理，有道理。
Hook someone up. Okay.
其实就是第二题的答案。
That's right.
In early times, what did the matchmaker try to do? 就是 hook 俊男美女 up. 正确。And what
Dodo like said?
What about number three? And nowadays, what do people do during the Lantern Festival? 如今呢，我们就假装就不赏花灯了，我们就 guessing the lantern riddles.
That's right.
猜猜灯谜，然后吃点汤圆元宵就可以了。
I like what 小偷先生 said. He said.Enjoy cracking a riddle. Ooh, and he used crack. That was great. I like that. We crack riddles. That's right.